Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Melted Talks. I am your host, Shinpei. We're joined...
by Christo.
Christo, and joined by...
Drop Wolf 9673.
And we are doing another podcast today for you guys. He's coughing up a lung. How dare you cough in the studio and be sick at the same time? They're fired. Both of them fired. Anyways, we got some...
Alright, I'm gonna head off,
man. Sit your ass down.
I was already sitting. I never got up. Fine. Okay. No, don't you leave. I have to stand. I can't sit. I already sit. Well, then sit your ass down. No, you see, I already do this. I'm not gonna stand. It makes sense. You're confusing me. Sit down. I'm gonna show my burpee ass. Don't you dare fart. <laughs> <laughs> All right,
so we have some special announcements. Melty posters are now 10% off on the shop. We changed the website up. You guys can go now to the Facebook group page instead of my Twitch page. We changed that up. So you guys go to the Facebook group page and look at the link to go to Printify, which is our shop. You guys can go get some This Is Melty posters for 10% off for the rest of May, because may the Melty be with you. Yes, I stole from Star Wars. It's not copyrighted, so therefore... as long as I don't put it on physical products, I am good. I am good. So may the Melty be with you. And remember, why eat when you can devour? We're going to be talking about some stuff today. And I hope you guys enjoy the show. We'll see you in just a bit. Stop coughing! Alright guys, we are back, and the topic of today's show is movies that we like, movies that we're ready for, and movies that we cannot wait to see. So, normally I start off, but I don't want to be a selfish brute today, so we're going to start with Mr. Wolf over there. You want to start off with what? Famous movies that we like?
Yeah, what's one of our favorite movies?
It could be favorite literally movies? Anything. So, Mr. Wolf, what is one of your favorite movies?
What should be one of the most outlandish movies none of us have heard of?
Probably, because I got one y'all probably never heard of.
I mean, I can look it up real quick to make sure I know the right name of it.
You want to look up the name. Your favorite movie, you don't remember the name to.
To be fair, I'm terrible with names too.
Okay, that's fair. Blink. Well, then let's start with you while you look up your favorite movie.
When I was a kid, my favorite movies were, Pitch Perfect movies.
Oh, the Pitch Perfect, oh God, I forget she's a child. I was in my 20s when Pitch Perfect came out.
How old are you again?
22. You're 22?
Yeah.
God, man, I'm old. Fuck. What was one of the reasons why you liked it? Was it the harmonizing or was it the men?
I liked the acapella.
Oh, the acapella.
I can never join choir. Choir teacher I've ever had has said, you can't sing. So...
you can't sing, Crystal.
I cannot. I sound like a dying cow.
One thing, I don't like the Pitch Perfect movies. I see that they have no plot besides the singing competition. And as kids, we already got that. Camp Rock. One, two, and I think they
had a third. Those.
High School Musical.
High School Musical.
My cousin will watch those on repeat. I hate them.
All in this together. And we know them. What, young you?
No.
And we see it.
I don't know if my new favorite one counts as a movie or not.
What is it?
The Heathers Musical.
I don't even know what that is. I'm sorry.
It's based off of an 80s movie.
Oh, I'm specifically seeing the... because my mom had a bunch of VHSs, right? And I'd go through and find movies to watch. And she had Heathers. I never watched it.
The movie is boring, but the musical is better.
And they didn't even know that they was making a musical.
It was made in, like, 2020.
Tanner, mine doesn't even throw you far back.
Okay, what is it? I'm ready for it.
The Land Before Time.
Land Before Time? That's not a cop-out answer, because nowadays people really forget The Land Before Time.
I know!
That was one.
Like I said, I'm gonna make you feel old, too, about this.
And if you watch it nowadays, it's so sad, because one of the baby dinosaurs that played in that movie, her dad murdered her. And that's so sad, and our hearts go out to that family. No jokes on that.
It was a little high-pitched one.
Too. Yes, and watching it now, it's just so sad because you know what happened. But you can appreciate her work and for making, what, over like a million people's childhoods? It was great. It was great. So what was one of the main reasons you enjoyed Blaine Before Time?
Because I just remember watching it over and over again. But before the incident, what happened to one of the characters, it makes you feel inspired. Like, doesn't matter how small you are, you can still grow up to do good things.
Okay. And see, mine's kind of a cop-out. But if my mom were here, you know, not at her house, I realized when I said that, people may think that she passed away. No. If my mom were here, she would tell you the proof that what I'm about to say is the actual proof. Toy Story.
That's a good one.
Toy Story. Because back whenever I was a kid, my mom has proof of this on camera, and me begging to watch Toy Story after I just got done watching it. Credits are rolling. It's on VHS. Yes. And I made her rewind it all the way back to the start just so I could watch it again. And she said, I didn't get it all on video because you rewatched Toy Story 15 times that night. Yes. In a row.
I actually burned out the original Lion King VHS from watching it too many times.
I used to love the Lion King. But if we're talking about, if we're talking about now, like in this current moment, what our favorite movies are. Mine's an old one. Mine's a very old one. And I'm just going to say it in their language. Mars Attacks. It's one of my favorite fucking movies. What was his name? Tim Burton directed it. And it was one of his lesser known movies. Have you ever seen it?
Never even heard of it.
I'm really mad that you've never heard of Mars Attacks and you claim you're a nerd. Watch Mars Attacks. It's on Tubi. It's free. You can watch it for free. It's an amazing watch. It has Jack Nicholson, Sarah Michelle Gellar, Jack Black, Marty McFly from Back to the Future. There is a lot of famous actors that are in this movie, and it's so stupid. It's basically aliens from Mars come down and they seem to be peaceful, and then a bird flies in their way and he shoots it dead and they just start attacking. And there's a lot of hijinks and shit that goes on. Jack Nicholson is the president.
Yes, I've seen it.
Yes. And it is just an amazing movie. And I will never, it's like my comfort movie. I could be doing anything around the house. I already know what happens. I'm just listening. I don't even have to sit down and watch it. So if you were to say your current movie right now, this very moment in time, what is your favorite movie? And why? Gotta add in the sauce. He's thinking.
It's between two. One's a horror, one's not a horror.
Okay. Got me intrigued with the horror part. I didn't even know you watched horror movies.
I laughed at The Nun.
The Nun wasn't even scary.
I know. It was so boring. I made Michaela jump because she thought what I said was actually coming from the movie.
Candyman.
I'll probably just go with the horror one.
Okay, let's hear it.
The original Michael Myers.
Oh, Halloween.
The night he came in.
I appreciate Halloween for what it did for the genre. I like it. I wouldn't say it's my favorite horror movie. Now we're just creating genres on the fly. Like creating things to talk about on the fly. Now I want to talk about favorite genres of movies. But we'll get to that one in a minute. Why do you like Halloween the first one?
Who doesn't like a good story about Halloween?
True. A little nightly tale of a maniac psycho that doesn't run but can always get to his people at home time. That's crazy. All right, Crystal, your move. Wait, no, your move.
The Heather's musical.
Again? Damn.
Yeah, that was the current one. The old one was Pitch Perfect.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Heather's is my current favorite.
Basic.
I'm surprised it's not Orange Is the New Black. I like it. You watch it multiple
times. That's not a movie.
That's not a movie. That's a TV show.
Yeah, that's a Netflix series.
I swear, it's so popular on Netflix, they're bound to make a movie about it. What?
They're not making any more of it. The last season was the last one. They're not doing anything else with the series. Well,
I do quite enjoy Orange Is the New Black.
Would you like to have the other one, which is non-horror?
Yes. Non-horror. I'm willing to hear it.
It technically is a movie, even though it Dalton Joe Madea.
Madea's funny.
And it doesn't matter where you are, you could just play and you went, I know exactly what's going on.
Yeah, my... Okay, I agree with you. I agree. I like Madea. I don't like the movies. And there's a reason behind it. You hear these movies, right? This says, Madea goes to jail. Right? It's supposed to be a movie about Madea going to jail. Tell me why I'm only watching 20 minutes of Madea and then supposed to cry about a fucking love story that's not Madea. It should not be called Madea Goes to Jail. It says, hey, Madea goes to jail for about 10 minutes and gets out. And then you're going to sit there and watch this whole fucking love story.
You really think they're going to have the main character stay in prison?
No, it's just going to be this love story that you don't give a fuck about. And granted, I understand Jesus and all, and you know, whatever, praise Jesus. Madea goes to court, whatever. 10 minutes, you're learning about Jesus and how you should worship him. With Medea at the end, baby, gotta do whatever you gotta do for the Lord.
The one of the main things I always remember from Medea is he's on fire. That's all you get. Water too expensive nowadays.
What about Mrs. Doubtfire?
Oh, Mrs. Doubtfire is a good watch, too. Before we get on that, one scene I remember from Medea that I actually like. Is where she's in the house. It's not really a Madea. This is not a Madea movie. She's just in it. Diary of a Mad Black Woman.
Never seen it.
You need to. It's a really good watch. See, that movie told you in the beginning. Yes, this is going to be a love story. And a tragedy story of this woman that's beat by her husband. Divorces him. He screws her over. Whatever. But in the commercial it shows, oh, there's a little bit of Madea. You know? It's when she gets the chainsaw and she revs that some bitch up. And he's like, you can't do this to me. This is my house. God, my guy is half her house too. Which half you want? You want the left or the right? Yeah. And starts going down. And then the other one is, I'll fight you. I know Taekwondo. I know whoop your ass. Cut a popo, ho. Cut a popo. I'm going to call the police to be here in 10 minutes. That'll leave me 9 to beat the hell out of you. See, I like that movie because it was honest with you. It told you what you were getting into.
It had Madea.
It had Madea in it. It had a little bit of Madea, but the rest of the movie was this heartfelt story, and my chair is turning.
Bye.
Well, apparently I'm not supposed to face you guys during the podcast.
Fuck, I got a spooky bitch. Are you struggling?
I got this.
Why?
I am hot.
I got this. I'm almost there. You know what? I'm using the table, guys. I'm using the table.
He's cheating.
I'm cheating.
Can't throw the punches anymore.
So, a current movie that I like today. I'm turning around again. Stop. Just stop.
Put your foot.
Stop, Trevor!
Put one foot on the ground.
I don't want to.
I'm lazy.
Get your old chair, then.
No, he's terrified that's going to go up his asshole.
No, I'm not getting my old chair. Hold on, chat. We'll be... Chat. Hold on.
Why don't you just keep talking?
Huh?
Just move it. You keep talking.
Okay, yeah. So, a current movie...
Did you stop the podcast?
No, I didn't.
Good.
So, a current movie I kind of like today... Well, not kind of like, but... It was one of my favorite movies to watch. And it's very controversial to some people. The Batman. With Robert Pattinson. I don't know... I don't know if it's just the new take on the Batman or Robert Pattinson finally getting out of the Twilight Shadow.
He wasn't meant to be Batman.
He wasn't meant to be Batman, but he's a good Batman to a certain extent.
He's a good actor, but he wasn't meant for Batman.
Because what people don't understand is that was year one Batman. Year one was a comic. Year one was an animated movie. Basically, he's still feeling out what it's like to be a superhero, what it's like to be a defender. Stuff like that.
Well, it's like to protect the city.
And I like what they did to Catwoman, you know. That Zoe girl did a great job as Catwoman.
Oh, yeah.
They depicted Penguin the right way as a mobster boss. I like that. You didn't even recognize who it was. It was Colin Farrell, the supposed sexiest man alive. But he was ugly as shit in that movie. I like it. It was a good old little movie. Yeah, I quite enjoyed it. So,
if you want to know something that I question why and they didn't continue it is when we had the meeting of all three versions of Spider-Man. How the original, he doesn't have the little technological thing.
Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man, everyone knows him, yes.
But all the others have tech, but the original still do it originally. Why does they keep that trend?
You see, that's the thing of Spider-Man. And the original Spider-Man had the agility of a spider, could crawl up walls like a real spider, just could not produce webs on his own. So he made his own. That was the original Spider-Man. Stan Lee's vision, anyway. Sam Raimi, which was the original creator of the movies or whatever, was like, you know what? We're going to make him into an actual spider. Not an actual spider, but he could actually do things.
He could actually produce himself.
Exactly. So that's what we all grew up with Tobey Maguire. We love Tobey Maguire, whatever. I have a feeling, and this is going to go into the next topic here, movies that we're excited to see. I feel that Deadpool and Wolverine.
That was going to be one of my things.
That was going to be one of my things.
That movie I am going to see. I don't care. I'm calling out of work. So, Captain, if you hear this, I'm calling out of work on June 26th.
Take me with you.
I will not be there. When Deadpool Wolverine releases, I will be there. So, what I'm thinking is that at the very end of that Deadpool trailer that we saw, when they jump through the portal, either one or two things are going to happen. One, they're jumping into the Spider-Man universe. Tobey Maguire Spider-Man universe. Whenever he's fighting, I think, Doc Ock. I think that's what it is. Oh. Or two, they're jumping into the Endgame. Avengers Endgame. And they... it's either Deadpool Wolverine grabs the glove instead of Iron Man, snaps the fingers, they regenerate, and then Tony Stark's back in the MCU. Robert Downey Jr. Which would actually set up...
another Marvel movie.
Not just another Marvel movie, but this comic book is very, very popular, just the same as Endgame. Secret Wars. It will set up Secret Wars. And I promise you, if that does not happen, I'm going to be severely disappointed. But not too disappointed, because we get to see Wolverine back. The original Wolverine back. Now, we don't know much about the movie, just the trailer that we're going off of. But there is going to be a lot of cameos by the people from the old X-Men movies back in the 2000s.
I grew up with those movies.
Yep. I just hope they bring back Cyclops.
Yes.
What they did to my boy was...
Dirty.
Dirty. He should not have won out that way. I want to see Bad Boy Cyclops, one that kills everyone. That's the version I
want
to see.
You want violence and destruction.
Yes. So, Mr. Wolf, what is one movie that you're ready to see? Three, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Let us hear.
First one is Captain America: Brave New World.
That is the video game.
No, that's a movie upcoming.
Really? I thought it was the game. Well,
it's
the Black Panther game that I'm thinking
you're
about.
You're thinking of that.
Yeah. So what is one thing you're hoping to see from that one?
More action than actual storytelling. I want combat.
Yeah, Marvel's really gone down.
They're mostly telling stories than they are where you have people just fighting each other.
Well, ever since Endgame, the Marvel Studios has just went... Because Captain Marvel and her spinoff movies have not aged well. They're not really good movies. Miss Marvel was not a good watch. And just Quantumania Ant-Man was just not good. It was not good at all. And I will die on that hill. Stop thinking that the movie's good to save Marvel. It's not. It's terrible. Deadpool and Wolverine will save the Marvel Universe. Stamp it.
Well, that leads me to my next one, because we're going to switch.
I went on a rant, my bad.
We're going to switch to the other universes.
Okay.
Of DC.
Okay.
They have a new movie coming out about the Joker.
The Joker?
What?
What's it called? Oh, Joker 2? Now... I want to see it. I want to see it. The first Joker movie was very sad, very depressing, but that scene where he shoots Murray at the very end, it's great. I love that movie. I want to see the second one. Here's my issue with it. You ready for it? It's a musical. See, you're interested because you like musicals.
I like musicals.
They're introducing Harley Quinn in this Joker too. Yes, Harley Quinzel. But it's a musical.
I'm okay with this.
I am not. Joker's supposed, like, the first movie hits you in the gut. Like, it literally was, this man's a psychopath killing everybody. It may have been a, you know, a dream. It may have not been a scene. Dream.
The musical makes sense for the insanity.
I mean, I get that from a, like, a Sweeney Todd, like, yes, point of view. Because I say I don't like musicals, but I'll sit there and... I'll watch Repo Man and fucking Sweeney Todd all day and watch it for hours. And I know every word to every fucking song.
I can't say shit so
long. Anyways. So, I'll go see it with you if you go see it.
Leads to my third one. You remember Quiet Place?
Quiet Place, yes.
Quiet Place Part 2.
No,
Part
3. A Quiet Place, Day 1.
Oh, so like a prequel? I'm imagining. Yeah,
because they are coming out with a 3.
Yeah.
But I want to know where this all originally began, because they just appear out of nowhere.
Yeah, the first one, they were already there. Because the movie made it believe, like, when it first got released, that they were deaf. Like, that's what I thought. A deaf family tries to survive against aliens. No, it's just the aliens just hunt you upon sound.
They just knew sign language.
Exactly.
So I don't know what really happened. How this all started.
Or they developed sign language during the time. So
not the family. But where the creatures really came from.
Okay, yeah. I get your point there.
Creature origin story? That'd be good.
That's what I want to know. I want to know where they come from. Because were they man-made? Were they just out of space and they just appear and start killing?
Are they SCP kind of type things?
Are they illegal aliens? I'm not going to talk about that. I just realized it as soon as it came out of my mouth.
We're on a podcast.
We
do not condone jokes like that.
Oh, we do not.
It's called Hear How It All Began.
You see, I'm not a big fan of prequels, but I kind of want to see that.
Because it would make more sense as we go through if they start making more and more of it.
Because I was ready for Transformers Year of the Beast or Age of the Beast or something like that. The newest Transformers movie that came out.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was a movie about the Beast Wars, I think is what it was called. Transformers show back in the 2000s, or I think 90s, I think is what it was. So I was happy to see it. What? What's so funny?
I'm going to go show you unless you read it out loud for the whole class.
Let's see.
Let's see your reaction to it.
Avengers, the Kang Dynasty?
Read who's in it.
Tobey Maguire!
That's why I wanted you to read it.
I'm there for it. I'm there for it. But no, to go back to what I was saying, like that new Transformers movie that came out, I was happy about it. I was ready to watch it. But the moment I saw the year is 1990, I said, nope. Nope.
What?
I'm not. I quit watching. I hate prequels. Either do the prequel early in the movie's lifespan, or never do it. Because we've had how many Transformers movies come out?
Yeah.
And ever since Shia LaBeouf left the Transformers movies, they have not been good. Bumblebee was okay.
I was about to rip you an asshole for that.
Only because it's Bumblebee. We all love Bumblebee. And I will admit, I did watch a scene on TikTok. Don't let me act like I haven't watched the movie, but I've seen scenes, whatever. I've seen a scene, one particular scene, because I'm not lying to you when I said I stopped watching when I saw it said the year is 1990, whatever. So I was on TikTok, I scrolled, and it said, this is the most badass character intro. I believe it was for that newest Transformers movie. I'm not sure. You can correct me on our socials if you want to. It was Bumblebee jumping out of an airplane to the soundtrack of Mama Said Knock You Out by LL Cool J. And that was so fucking badass. I was like, man, I missed it. But at the same time, you probably had to go. That probably happened at the very end of the fucking movie. Instead of, like, in the beginning of the fucking movie. So I was like, I wasn't going to watch that whole entire movie and waiting for it. So I watched the scene on TikTok. I watched the follow-up. And I was like, okay, Bumblebee kicks ass. And I guess they win after that. Whatever, they go back to the major storyline.
Oh.
But I do not like prequels. Prequels just do, unless you...
It has to be a really good, really well thought out prequel to actually be good. There are some that are actually decent.
Well, there's one prequel that I can think about. Star Wars.
Star Wars is one of the only universes that actually makes sense.
Yes. They did the sequels first.
Yeah, you have to watch and read everything all out of order.
Exactly. So you're watching Star Wars A New Hope.
To be fair,
Star Wars...
The same thing can be said about the Marvel Universe. You have to watch those all in a different order.
Yeah, but I'm really not a big fan of Marvel. If it's not Deadpool or Spider-Man, I really don't care. That's just me. I'll watch like...
That's like Avengers. If you have to watch every certain character, the build up all the way up to the end.
Yep, and for the end credits to make sense.
Yeah.
All in one order. But Star Wars did it right. You know, Episode 1, A New Hope, which... No, not Episode 1. You know what I mean. A New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi. All made in the 70s, 80s, whatever. Yep. And then you have Episode 1, Phantom Menace. Then Clone Wars, or Attack of the Clones. And then Revenge of the Sith. Now you're watching these backwards. Because if you think, oh, if I watch the ones from the 70s and 80s first...
Nope.
I'm watching it. No, the fuck, you're not.
No, you're not.
You watch the current ones first, and then you watch the old ones, and then you watch the newer ones.
Which the newer ones are.
Ass.
Yeah.
You telling me bad. A random white bitch in the desert has metachloroforms, or whatever the fuck you want to call them, and she's a Jedi, and at the very end of The Last Jedi, or was it Rise of Skywalker? I think it was Rise of Skywalker. That bitch says, I'm Rey Skywalker. No, the fuck, you're not.
I didn't even watch it.
They did my boy Luke DRT.
I'm going to go up a little off subject. There's one more I want to tell you.
Okay.
There's actually multiple more. But I'm going to tell you this one that I just found.
Bet.
Final Destination Bloodline.
That I want to see.
No.
That I want to see. I love watching movies that make me scared to go outside.
I love it.
And then there's music. This could go wrong, making me think of it before it ever happens.
I'm always thinking about shit because of Final Destination. Not because of things that's happened in the movie. Just, I'm always looking out for things. Like, if I'm in the bathroom, I'm making sure shit's unplugged. I'm making sure there's no water on the floor. When we was working at the railroad, when it started raining, I stepped away from the track because I said, at any moment, that lightning could strike this fucking rail. And I would be part of it.
As said before, it strikes real, it strikes from the equipment because they're taller.
You know what I mean, though.
Because the lightning would go down, it'd be pulled to...
Conducted to the metal, yeah.
Closest.
But still, you get what I'm saying. Like, I'm always looking out for the best thing. Like, when I'm at work, I'm always looking around to make sure no one's looking at me so I don't get beat up. But, Crystal, you said you had some.
Yes. Have you ever watched any of the Bad Boys movies?
I have.
Bad Boys 4 is coming out.
They're making another one?
Comes out June 14th.
I thought Bad Boys for Life was supposed to be the last one.
It's a sequel to Bad Boys for Life.
They need to stop making the movies.
And one of them is a Disney movie.
Okay.
Have you ever watched Inside Out?
My wife has. I watched it with her for a movie night.
Inside Out 2 is going to be releasing.
Oh, we saw the trailer yesterday.
Yes.
They're introducing anxiety. I'm there for it.
I am too.
Because I saw that little dude come up. Hey, is there any room
here? Sorry, don't mind. We brought all this baggage with us.
Exactly. I was like, bro, that's me.
What do you mean us?
Where's my payment check?
Four more emotions come out with them.
Where's my severance check for that?
That comes out on June 14th.
June's going to be the day of movies. I'm sorry. But let's talk about the big elephant in the room about new movies coming out this year. Let's talk about The Crow remake.
That was what this one was just showing me. I want to watch it.
I do not.
I at least want to see if it's going to be trash.
I know it's going to be trash. What they're doing is such... I mean, if it didn't have The Crow on the label, it'd be a badass movie. It'd be a badass fucking movie.
There's one more gaming movie releasing.
Gaming movie, you say?
Borderlands.
I thought that was a TV show.
It's a movie.
I am interested.
August 9th.
I am interested. I love Borderlands. Borderlands is a fun game.
It's gonna have Kevin Hart and Jack Black. How could you not want to watch it?
Oh, well, yeah. Jack Black is Claptrap.
Yes. Yes.
I didn't know Kevin Hart was in it.
Yeah, Kevin Hart's in the movie.
But I knew Jack Black was Flat Track, and that is going to be great. I just hope he... I hope they add a fuck word in there somewhere, because Borderlands is M for mature, I believe it is.
Mm-hmm.
I just hope they add a fuck word in there for somewhere for Claptrap, and I will be there for it. I mean, to be fair, I was there for Super Mario when it came out.
Why is there another alien movie coming out?
Oh, I try to pronounce the name of it. I watched the trailer for it.
It's Romulus.
You could say words. I could,
Romulus and Remus. That's literally the only reason I know how to pronounce it.
I was like, Romulus. Romulus.
Lus.
Romulus. I watched the trailer for it. When you get home after the podcast is over, watch the trailer. I'm going to go see it.
And we have Beetlejuice 2.
Why haven't we been talking about that?
September 6th.
We've been talking about movies this whole time. Beetlejuice never came up. Let me, it's a fan theory. You heard it here first on Melty Talks. Fan theory. You know at the very end where it says Beetlejuice and it turns into two Beetlejuices?
Yeah.
How many times do you have to say his name to summon him?
There's gonna be another one. There's gonna be a third movie.
There's gonna be a third fucking movie. Because when this one's over, it's either gonna be a post-credit scene or we're gonna see it like a couple months down the road. You're gonna see like this little teaser where it shows the two Beetlejuice names, and it's gonna come up with a third one underneath.
Yeah.
I have a feeling it's gonna be a trilogy of Beetlejuice, baby. The juice loose, and he looks so fucking fantastic as Beetlejuice again. We're kids again, people. We're kids again. If you were a fan of Beetlejuice, you were a fan of Deadpool, you were a fan of Planet of the Apes. You guys are getting the movies to satisfy your fucking movie boner.
Oh yeah, we're also getting a Sonic the Hedgehog 3.
Eh.
We're getting a Fast and the Furious 11.
They need to end those a long time.
What are they gonna do? Fight the Millennium Falcon out in fucking space
the
and Star Wars out?
The main character's female.
Huh?
The main character's female.
I mean, I don't care that the main character's female. Bring the movies back to where they started. I feel like what they're doing for the Fast and Furious movies, it's a disgrace to fucking Paul.
I'm surprised you haven't brought this one up.
What?
Nosferatu.
I didn't even know they were making another one. I didn't know they were making a remake of it.
Yeah.
I love Nosferatu.
It's on Christmas.
By the way, they also have another Avengers coming out too, besides the one I showed you.
Another Avengers? I haven't heard anything about it. Avengers. And I have Marvel on my Twitter.
Secret Wars.
Oh, we were just talking about that, remember? I have a feeling that Deadpool and Wolverine are going to set up the events for Secret Wars. I'm calling it.
Calling also it. Have the Batman Part 2.
Yes, that one's coming, what, 2025 or 2026?
Six,
yep. That one's supposed to introduce Mr. Freeze.
I'm excited about that.
Yep. So I want to see what Robert Pattinson does. I'm excited. I'm very excited. We're going to take a short break, ladies and gentlemen. I have to urinate. And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, for the final part of Melty Talks. This will be the final segment where we talk about one movie that we've talked about today and say what we want to see in it, what we want the outlook of it, and it's just stuff like that. So we're going to talk about Beetlejuice. We all agree Beetlejuice will be the movie that we talk about. Beetlejuice 2. Mr. Wolf, have you even seen the first Beetlejuice?
Yes, actually I have.
Okay, what is one thing that you're hoping for the second one?
If it goes off the first, I just want to see a big cliffhanger.
At the very end?
No, at the very beginning, because like something that's going to shock me. Like, I wasn't expecting that to happen.
Something that'll make you want to watch the rest of it?
Yes.
Okay, so a big moment. I get that one. Miss Crystal.
I want to see it go back to Broadway. Like, just like it did with the first one, and I want to see Alex Brightman reprise his role as Beetlejuice.
No, that's... No, Michael Keaton. He's Beetlejuice.
Broadway.
I know you're... Are you hoping, like, for a cameo for the guy that played in Broadway? Because this one has Michael Keaton as Beetlejuice.
If it became going to Broadway, on Broadway, it was Alex Brightman that was Beetlejuice.
Yes, I know.
That's what I mean. I want to see that happen again, but with the second one.
Be interesting. So one thing I want to see happen is I want to see more of Beetlejuice, because little known fact about the first one, I think it was 10 minutes. You only got to see Beetlejuice for 10 minutes in that whole movie. Yeah.
10 minutes, that don't make sense. That,
10 minutes like of screen time for Beetlejuice. And I'm hoping just to see more scenes, more interaction, more him in the outside world instead of, you know, in the thing. And for the people hoping that the dad's coming back for the sequel, he's not. The man that played the dad in the first Beetlejuice has been arrested and is in prison for things to do with children. Yeah.
Oh, where's the baseball bat?
Yeah. So, interesting fact, that funeral scene that you see in the commercial, or the trailer for Beetlejuice 2, is the dad being killed off immediately. So, he does not deserve to be in that movie. But they do have the original mom, the original daughter. All I'm hoping for is that Alec Baldwin, and I forgot the girl's name, the original two ghosts from the first one, come back and make at least an appearance in the movie.
A little cameo would be nice.
A little cameo. So that's our hopes for Beetlejuice 2. We'll leave off with what we said earlier. Remember, guys, that our posters, This Is Melty, is 10% off in the merch store. If you want to follow us on TikTok, just go to Melty's_official. Follow us on Instagram, same thing, Melty's_official. If you want to join our Discord, just let me know. We post daily in our Discord. Make sure to check out the Melty shop. Make sure to check out everything Melty, everything Shapeshifter. We're creating a comic book. We're getting out new designs every day. Wow, ever since eating that Diablo, my mouth is just watering. That is some spicy stuff.
Moist.
Drink yourself some Death Wish coffee. We're doing a giveaway on Twitch, so make sure you're there for it every Saturday. And last but not least,
why eat when you can devour?
Later, everybody! Later. Remember to wash your shorts!